Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself, with the Realm of Beings, eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here today with my co-hostesses, Greta and Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings. We are so thrilled to be on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. When you hear that term, Realm of Beings, who are they? How do they operate in our lives? Why are they coming through with these messages now? Do we all receive guidance? How can we learn to use it in order to flow through our lives with ease? These conversations will help you to examine your life and your creation of reality. They will help you to shift your impressions and understand what you're creating in your life and how it shows up. Today on the podcast, we would like to start out with a listener question we received from last week. Inadvertently, we left you all with a little bit of a cliffhanger. Greta was eloquently teaching us about the four aspects of unconditional love when I interjected with one of my questions. So thank you, Megan, for your astute listening. Sometimes I get caught up in the moment and kind of get a little bit off track. So thank you for your question and getting us back on track. So if we can circle back and review the first three stages that we did cover last week, then reveal the fourth, I think we can get started. We'd also like to discuss how the quotes came to be and introduce at least one of them today and have some conversations and interpretation of that. So stay with us. Okay, so where should we start? Should we circle back on the discussion of the four stages of unconditional love? Greta, if you'd like, I can do something of a brief review and then you can jump in.
Sure, let's start it like that, Lee.
Okay, super. So last week, I think we got number one. We accept the realities that another person creates. Two, when you are loving someone unconditionally, you are really seeing that person as you. We can maybe even consider that the first stage of going into oneness. The third, you see your person as the force. And drum roll, please. Greta, will you elaborate on the force if you wish, and then also explain that fourth stage of unconditional love for us?
Okay, the force, Lee, is Yvonne in the audience. The force is that which, the energy, which created all of existence. So that each, let's say humans, in various religions refer to that energy as God. However, the force created that which you call God. So the force is that entity which is the creator of all existence, not just what we see here in our space or on Earth or in this galaxy or whatever. It's everything. It's in all the universes, which are infinitesimal. There's total, the number of universes, there's no cap on that. So that defines, I think, the force for you, unless there's some questions about that, Lee. Is that okay?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
That's deep.
Really deep.
So that means with the unconditional love, you're looking and recognizing that the other person is the force. Is the force. Once I was in a group session in clinical psychology, a group therapy session, and we were finished. And this woman who was one of the clients inside that therapy session was sitting on was sitting out in the lounge, and I had to go get a key, which was not available to me. So I sat next to her waiting for that key to come back. Then she said to me, she started a conversation with me about homelessness. And she said that people don't recognize when they're walking past a person who has their hand out asking for money, asking for you to buy a paper or something that would help them to be able to eat and survive in their homeless challenge. She said they don't realize that the person that they are walking through is God. Now, she said that, you know, this was a patient in the clinic and group therapy. She recognized that. I didn't say anything to her. You know, I just said, oh, thank you. That's all I could say. So here's a woman that recognized that every person on this earth that we see is God. Now, in this broadcast, we'd like you to expand that and recognize that everything that you see, the plants that are in Yvonne's Zoom room, the plant that's in Lee's Zoom room, they're the force. Everything is the force. There's no separation. Some people recognize another species here on Earth called hawthorns. And we're one with them. We're one with them, even though you don't know what they look like. You haven't seen them, and they haven't seen you, more than likely. But it's still the force. Everything is the force. So unconditional love recognizes that. It's a deep sense of love. It's getting beyond, you know, Valentine's Day love. There's nothing wrong with Valentine's. I like getting cards and candy and all that good stuff myself. But the thing is, at unconditional, there's more permanency to it, more permanency. And now you ask me for the fourth one?
Yes, that's what the listeners have been waiting for. I left us at a cliffhanger.
I keep thinking I said it last week. But anyway, let me go back over this. You see yourself as the force. You see the person as the force. You see the person, giving them the right to create their own reality. You recognize that. So when you recognize that, it keeps you from getting attached emotionally to the other person's reality, is what it does. And then, let me see, what did I say? Force. Accepting of their right to create the reality. In fact, that's two things involved in there. It's recognizing that they, each person, has the right to create the reality. Whatever reality they want, they have the right to do that. And we want to honor them with that right. It's okay. Whatever, if you choose to be an alcoholic, it's okay. If you choose to be homeless, it's okay. Because that person has chosen those things for learning and evolving their own spirits. So we want to accept that. And then the other part is that accepting them, knowing I accept you to create it, the other part of it is that I'm not going to get upset over that. I'm not going to get upset over what you create. It's okay. Whatever it is, whatever it is. And now number four, can you believe it? I'm sitting here trying to think of what number four is myself. Let me just review myself with the audience. Number one, you see the person as the force. You see yourself as the force. That's number two. Number three, you know that they create their own reality. Number four, it's okay for whatever reality they create. It's okay.
So you're in a deep sense of acceptance. That's what it feels like to me. Like you recognize and you just allow the other person to be exactly as they choose to be. It's okay. Everything is just okay as it is. And that's what brings you together. That's what unites everybody, the fact that you're not going to get sort of entangled with their lessons. You stay with your own lessons, but you're also accepting them exactly where they are.
Yes, because you know what happens with that? That alleviates judgment. It alleviates blaming somebody.
Right.
You know, you don't need those two emotions, which are low vibrational emotions, by the way, are no longer needed. There's no need for you to criticize anyone for anything. Because when you see the person as yourself, then if you criticize the other person, you're criticizing you because you are the other person. If you're blaming that person, well, you did this to me, then the only person that you can blame is yourself because you created that. And we'll get into that a little bit further. Create, support, support, create. Mm-hmm. How that works. Yeah.
Mm. So yes, it definitely needs more discussion for sure, because things that come up in me, it's okay if you accept that person for what they are creating and love them and see them as you. But when do you decide that you no longer want to create with that person? Is it okay to make that decision?
It's always okay. See, whatever decisions you make are always okay. Now, they may pose another problem. And let me not say problem, because I don't like that word. I like the word challenge. It's a challenge. Problem to me makes me feel that there's no way out. Challenge means, okay, I'm experiencing this, but I can always change it. That's the beauty of the understanding the creation of reality. You are never set in something. You always have the opportunity to change. And I think that's what the first quote is today. Can somebody read the first quote that we have? What is that?
The first quote that we're going to be discussing is, see yourself as the creator of your life and all of its extensions. How much control do you have over everything that happens to you? Is a deeper contemplation of that.
Right, because see yourself as the creator of all of your experiences. See, now, what I'd like to bring up, I hope we have time to do this, is where does your creation of reality start? When? Let me say, where and when does that start? Some people will say it starts when you're in the womb and you're forming. You know, you're an embryo, then you're a fetus and so forth. So it starts there. No, it does not. It starts before conception. It starts before you being an incarnate.
So that's the aspect of energy, like where you're coming into material form, like before you're in the womb, you're kind of in the ethers or something. I don't know how to exactly put that to words, but when you say you're in a form, like a material form, that's...
Not yet. It's energy.
Right.
I'm sorry, Yvonne, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, it's before that. It's before you actually take on a body and see yourself as we see ourselves here in the physical.
It has to be, because you create the body. We're creating our bodies every day. Every day, you know. And then, so where does it start? It starts when we are an energy essence. Now, I want to explain something about this part. If we get rid of your body, all your bodies that you have, and when I say bodies, I'm talking about your emotional body, your mental body, your subtle body that takes care of your digestive system. So you have about 20 or so of them. So when you, let me see, I'm beginning to forget what I was saying. The thing is that your energy, and what I was going to say is, we take away your physical body. We take away my physical bodies. We take away Lee's physical bodies. The only thing that somebody sees is going to see energy. Mm-hmm. That's all. And we're all going to look alike. We're not going to look different. It doesn't matter. This
idea of low vibration versus high vibration. Does somebody look different if they're thinking these thoughts of lower vibration versus higher vibration, or we're all looking the same?
It doesn't have anything to do with high vibration, low vibration. To be perfectly honest with you, that does not exist.
Okay.
Bad and good does not exist. The only way bad and good, low and high, can exist is because people judge things. We're judging something to be high. We're judging something to be low. See, that's one of the things when we get into unconditional love. When we get into unconditional love, we're not looking at highs or lows, or you or education, or you're better because you have more money than I have. We're not looking at any of that. We're only looking at the essence of you being the force, and the force is everything. So low and high, you know, no.
They're all the same. Low is high and high is low. Medium is high and low.
They're all the same because they're judgment calls, and everybody has them in their language. I know we're getting ready to go on break soon, but I just want to finish what I was going to say about when we're stripped of our corporal bodies and we're only energy. I hope I said that when you look at the energy essences of all three of us, there is no difference. We are the same because we are the force. All three of us, we're the force. That's the bottom line of that. It's what I've, you know, wanted to share with individuals, you know, and that's what we teach. We're all one. It doesn't matter what color you are, because look how many species there are in this universe, in just this universe. Mm-hmm. There are species in this universe that are only pure thought. They do not have bodies. A good example of that is the realm of beings. The only way that you hear them is because they are going through, they're nothing but energy. So they're going through my body. And we talked about that last week as far as channeling is concerned. They're going through my body to be able to speak to people in English, people who speak in English, but they can speak in any language they want to, mm-hmm. with any species, because they're all species here. Speak a different language, not just humanoids.
Retta, thank you for that. I think we are going to go and take a short break right now. Mm-hmm. So please stay tuned to Shifting Impressions. We'll be right back. When we return, we will continue this dialogue about see yourself as the creator of your life and all of its extensions. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Yvonne, and you're listening to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. And we're here on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. We're back having a conversation. It was pretty deep with Greta and Lee and the Realm of Beings. We're talking about the quote, getting a little deep on this, but the quote again is, see yourself as the creator of your life and all of its extensions. And that was channeled through Greta by the Realm of Beings. Greta is teaching us a little bit more about how the process of coming into a body, and it's even hard for me to wrap my head around, but take it away, Greta. Let's go back to where we were before we moved on to our break.
We started off with energy essence. That's what everybody is. We start off, we look exactly alike. We're nothing but energy. We are the force. We are extensions of the force, not separate from it. Because as we said, I think two episodes back, we started off, somehow we started talking about religion. And then we said that we see God is outside of ourselves because we're taught that. So all of us have been taught that, including myself. So what we learn now, what we're talking about now, is that there is no separation. So we're only extensions of it. Sometimes I use an example of an amoeba. And if you, amoeba is a little protozoa that it has false feet. If you think of my hand as being the amoeba, and then you think of all of these as the extensions of it, that is still the amoeba. This finger is still the amoeba, so is this one. It's just it has extensions and it moves ahead. It'll send out one false foot and pull the rest of its body with it. So what we're talking about here is called experiential evolution. That was a term I've been given, experiential evolution. So what happens is that we are given the lessons. We are given the lessons already because the force knows what it wants to learn. And what is it doing? It's growing, it's evoluting, it's experiencing itself. That's what we have to understand. It's experiencing itself. And our little extensions are helping it to do that. Okay? So the lessons are there.
And those lessons are we might think they're individual, but if we're all part of the force, we are the force, not part of it. We are the force. Then your lessons and my lessons were all the same. So basically, we're all, through you, I'm learning certain things, and through me, you're learning certain things. So again, I think that that's important. You know, another topic, another point to make, that, you know, collectively, all together, we're all part of, you know, having these almost like these group experiences, these lessons that are for all of us at these times.
Well, see, I would agree with that, Yvonne. And I would want to extend that a little bit by saying that in that sense of our oneness, you're right, we're experiencing the same lessons that are triggered for being humanoid. If I was a reptilian, I would have a different set of lessons. If I was Hawthorne, I'd have another different set of lessons. If I was Arcturian, I have another different set of lessons that fit with the species that I have chosen to be at the moment. Okay. So when the energy essence gives us the lessons, we have the lessons already. How we're responsible for those lessons is what is the how. Mm-hmm. How do you want to learn those lessons? Yes, Lee.
I'm very happy we came back to this, because we left last week at the end of the podcast on the realm of beings asking, what is free will? So is that where this discussion becomes inserted when we're speaking about these lessons, the lessons and this experiential evolution come into play with this mechanism of free will that we can, there's forks in the road and we can choose to go this way or that way and gain this or that experience based on our free will choice. Yes, no, maybe.
Free will, being what you said, is choice, being able to make our choice. That's for every species that's in existence.
Right.
In English, we call it free will. We could be in another universe with another species that looks far different from us, who thinks far different from us. It has will. Because remember, we are the force. The force is never limiting itself. So consequently, there is free will always, always there. I don't care what species you are. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I don't care if you're an ant. See, we don't see, I was facilitating for a dog this morning, I think. Yeah, I was working with a dog. And, you know, her owner saw her as a dog. I don't see her as a dog. I see her as the force.
The energy.
Yeah. Everything. That's why you want to honor everything. And how do we honor everything? It goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. Unconditional love. I honor you. I honor you to have chosen to be a leaf on a tree. I honor you for that. I honor that tree. You know, Native American people have such strong connections to the earth. And to my knowledge, which is not that fully knowledgeable about all Native American cultures, but I do know that they honor the earth. I met a gentleman, he was going through his stage of initiation, and I asked him, I said, this was about 20, 30 years ago, I asked him, what is that like? I'd forgotten the tribe that he belongs to, so I'm going to refer to him as Native American. So I hope people don't find that offensive. But he told me, he said, in this initiation phase, I cannot kill anything. Nothing. That's an honor of the existence of even an ant, yeah, even a cockroach, even a spider, you know. So that's honoring. That energy essence chose to be a tree, because their energy essences are living. We're living. That's why everything is living. There's nothing ever dead. Nothing. We've just been taught going through kindergarten, they start teaching us the difference between non-living and living. And, you know, you look at a car, children, is that living or non-living? All the children raise their hands and say, oh, it's non-living. It's non-living. Okay, then they show the plant. What is this, children? Oh, it's living. It's living. You know, we go through all that. We're not taught that everything is living and to treat everything with respect, and honoring it. That means that if we could all get a handle on that, can you imagine? We wouldn't be talking about global warming.
Right.
Do you think? If we did, does that kind of give you the answer, Lee?
Yes. I think that in many instances, we're taught that as I think we've been perhaps taught that humans have the distinction of being the only species that is allocated free will. And clearly, by what you've just said, that is another misleading statement, because free will starts from the option and choice of incarnating as whatever you wish, and then moving on from there, right? Because that's why I think humans put themselves at the top of this hierarchical food chain, because they believe that they're the only ones with the free will, and that makes them somehow superior.
That's right. You know, I had a tree. My house is over 100 years old. So that tree in the back of my yard, that was in the back of my yard, had to be about at least 200 years old tree. Now, it was leaning like this, not too far, but it was still leaning. All of a sudden, I was sitting in my dining room, and all of a sudden, in fact, I was having a meeting with two other people, and all of a sudden we heard boom. And I said, what is that sound? And we got up and we looked, my tree that was leaning like this, notice the word I'm saying, decided to fall. It fell on my new garage. It fell on my fence. The sucker was tall. Okay. So, and it fell into the back part of my neighbor's house. So I'm looking at that and I'm going, okay. And it was wintertime. So so I had to call them. You know, you go through the insurance and everything. So they told me, they said, well, we'll come out, but if it was a sick tree, you'll be held responsible for it, because that means I didn't cut it down if I knew it was sick and I left it up there. Okay. So I said, that tree wasn't sick. So the people came out, inspected it, and of course they told me what I already knew. They said, the tree's not sick. And I said, wow, look at that. That tree just decided it was through. It was finished, and it was just going to fall. Now the thing would be, how did I create that? And how did the tree create that? See, create, support.
Support.
Support, create. That's what it is. When I'm creating over here, I am, somebody over here is supporting me. When that person is creating over here, I am supporting them. So here's my tree that I love dearly, fell down. So I'm saying, what was that about?
What did you come up with, Greta?
That's exactly it. Who was supporting what? Yeah, and who was creating?
What was your contemplation?
I was thinking about
that one out.
I said I was thinking about, and I have to practice really watching what I think, because I know that particular around in that time, it could have been just maybe a week, 2 days, something like that. I was saying, oh wow, I wish I had some additional monies. I said, I wish I had some additional money, because I need to do something I needed it for. So what did the tree do? I thought it was so cute. When I walked out there, and I said, you didn't have to die for me.
Oh,
you know, I said, because when it fell, what did I get? I had to get money. I never did build my garage over again. I said, oh, forget it. I don't put the car in there anyway. And so I realized that it brought me money. I didn't have to think about how am I going to get this money. The tree just decided that it was going to give me support.
Wow.
It was going to help me get some additional monies that I needed. So it fell. It fell. And get this, it really helped my neighbors next door because they were talking about trying to fix up the back of their house and put a new room and all that kind of stuff. Man, they got all of that. So it was a win-win for everybody.
Well, except for the tree, maybe. No.
Well, you know, hey, you know.
Well, I guess it changed its energy essence,
yeah,
right? Back to compost.
Into the essence of money or a new room or like whatever you used your energy, your money, whatever you want to do with that. It did transform. And the energy of the tree made your life, as that thought kind of went out there, it was received. So it was supported by, you know, that process.
Yeah. Everything supports us, really.
I think if people studied that a little bit deeper, you know, they wouldn't, you know, you'd really be more conscious of what you're thinking, how you're feeling. Like, you know, there's so much anger sometimes over things that don't really matter. You know, you're in the car driving, you get angry, this one's cutting you off or whatever. And watch our thoughts, watch our feelings, you know, be responsible for what we create, right?
Absolutely. Greta, mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that story with all of us. It is a very simple yet eloquent illustration of how powerful we are as creators. And when you just do a little bit of reflection, you can see that, I mean, even in my own statement just now, I said, well, everyone won, except for the tree. But that is actually quite inaccurate because it was ready. It made its free will choice to transmute and to change its form. I guess those 200 years, it had enough of being that tree. So it exercised its free will choice to transform. And on that note, we will leave you all for another short break. Please return to Shifting Impressions after the commercials. When we get back, we will once again be joined through Greta by the Realm of Beings for more enlightening conversations. Please come back. Thank you.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with us on Shifting Impressions. I'm Lee. I'm here with Yvonne. Greta has made her transition, let's say, to backstage. And on stage, we have the Realm of Beings joining us now. Realm, today we've been discussing on the podcast one of the quotes that came through Greta. See yourself as the creator of your life and all of its extensions. Can you elaborate more on that for us?
You want me to elaborate on how you create your own reality?
Yes.
Okay. I know you create your own reality by way of thought. Thought.
Yes.
Thought. Now, let's say one suggestion that we want to give to everybody is watch what you think. Watch what you think. You get what you thinketh. You get what you thinketh. Now, if you think you're pretty, you're gonna be pretty. You think you're ugly, you're gonna be ugly. Some people might even be oogly. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's what you think. Watch that. If you're saying, oh, I don't have any money. Oh, I'm never going to be able to do this. I can't do it. Then you won't be able to do it. You're putting yourself in a position of not being successful with what you want to create. But be careful too. Because I think one week we'll talk about the unconscious, but we won't do it today. We're just going to keep things simple. Just watch what you think. Because your thoughts create your reality. But you know what drives your reality? Yvonne?
Lee. My feelings.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your emotions. Your emotions are the gas. The more you hate something, the more you hate it, the more you don't like it, the more emotion you're giving to it, more and more. And then what happens? Your body or the unconscious is going to say, look, this is what this person wants. We have to show this person. And when they say we have to show, it's talking about everything in your body. Because everything in your body is a species. Don't see it as separate. They're species. They're the force. Look how many trillions of cells that you carry inside your bodies. And these are the force. They're helping you. They're supporting you in your choices. But the body shows you where your unconscious is. Many people don't realize that. Like, you're a person that holds on to little hurts, hurts, hurts. And this is, you know, hurts, hurts, pains. You know, you can create all kinds of challenges. All kinds of challenges in your body to show you that your unconscious feels that you need to hold on to little hurts.
What's the easiest way to let them go? Those little hurts, those resentments.
How do you let them go? First, you make a choice to let them go. Remember, the thought comes first. Mm. The emotion follows because that's what kicks it in.
I feel the like more, the emotion.
It's like a battering ram. If you have a door and you hit it, you hit it, and you hit it, and you hit it, eventually it's going to give. That's how your reality is. You have these emotions that you want to hit it and hit it and hit it. Pushing that thought, pushing that thought, pushing that thought.
I feel like those emotions are just energy.
Everything is energy. Everything is energy, Yvonne. There's nothing that is not energy. Everything is energy. Including me. Lee?
Yes?
I feel you have a question. I feel your brain is working. What do you have to say to me?
I would like to know, sometimes we are under the illusion that we do not create everything. And there are teachings out there that say that we attract things into our life. So how does that mechanism work? Or is it true? Is that a truth in that?
You know, the law of attraction has been around so long. Some people have it in New Thought. It's not New Thought. It's been around. Oh my God. Back in the 1800s, within this laterality that we're talking about, we'll have to explain that. Greta will do that another time.
Yes, lateralities.
But yes.
So how do this attraction mechanism, is it a truth? Is it a universal law that is actually at work? Because are we creating everything, or do we also create that attraction via our thoughts, even if it is unconscious?
Your thoughts are created unconsciously, consciously. You have both those things going. We don't worry about the subconscious. The thing you want to deal with is the unconscious. The unconscious holds everything that you think, every experience. Why does it hold the entire experience? Here we go. It's the force. The force never forgets anything. It contains the blueprints for everything. It contains the blueprints for every individual's experience, regardless of where that individual is. Now, when I say individual now, I'm talking way beyond being humanoid.
Yeah.
So law of attraction, that's just another humanoid Western concept. But the bottom line is, you create your reality at all times. And as you go through these episodes called Shifting Impressions, we're going to get, what does everything mean? See, right now, when I say everything, you're thinking of everything in this little microcosm called your life. You're only thinking there. When there's going on and on and on, you only see this, dealing with this. But there are things to put into this little this to help you deal with this. You know. Dealing with guilt, but then dealing with joy. Dealing with pain and dealing with exuberance of life. You choose whichever one you want. Because that's when you chose your parents. You know, you all were talking about that incarnate stage when you choose your parents. You choose the species you want to be. And then after you decide what species you want to be, then you decide, well, Who's going to be my parents? Who are the physical vehicles that I'm going to go through? Now, not everybody goes through having children like humanoids do. There are other ways. Some species just split themselves in half. And then they have two. There's so many ways of coming into existence in this tiny little space. This space is so tiny. I can't even begin to explain to you to make you see how immense this existence is. It is way beyond your conceptualization. It's like me asking you, can you conceptualize planet X? What does it look like? If I said Jupiter, you'll picture that in your mind. You'll run to your internets and put in Jupiter, and then you'll be able to see what it looks like. If I say planet X, not unless somebody came around and said, okay, this is going to be called planet X. But that might not be the planet X that I'm talking about. So you want to get out of this little space and begin to see how great you are.
It sounds like you're asking us to really open up. We have to open to all that is, because we're operating with these closed hearts and minds in with blinders almost. So thank you. Before we leave, is there any way, you mentioned a few moments ago that there are ways, I will get back to the smallness for a moment, because we are in this human form at this moment, but you're talking about ways to deal with our emotions. What is it? How do we deal with them more efficiently?
Hi, it's my turn.
Hello.
It's my turn. Yes. Hi. Now your question is, say it again, Lee.
Your counterpart was mentioning that there are ways that we can more efficiently deal with our emotions. Can you give us a way we can do that?
Oh, there's so many ways to do it, Lee. But the thing is, as we have said to you all along, the thing is loving yourselves. That's the thing. Love yourselves. We say that every week. Every week. Love yourselves. Yes. You don't want to chop your finger off, do you, Lee?
No, not the moment.
Wow.
Right. You want to love yourself. Cutting off your finger is not loving yourself, not unless it's sick. You see? But it's to love yourselves.
That's a great message.
That's what I have to say. Yes.
Great message.
Yes, I'll be back another time. It was my time.
All right.
Thank you for coming forward.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love yourselves.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners and to you, Lee, and to the Realm of Beings, and of course to Greta. We've wrapping up another episode of Shifting Impressions on Transformation Talk Radio. And until we create each other again, we will see you next week, same time, same place. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.